We're in Brachot. We're up to the two dots. We had said in the Mishnah, Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzot. Chachamim say, you could read Shema till midnight. So the Gemara says, okay, where'd you get that from? Chachamim Kiman Sviralu. Who did the Chachamim hold like? Ikra Belezer Sviralu. If they hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, that when the Torah says, Bishoch Bichot, means when people are in the process of going to sleep, so then Neimuk Rabbi Eliezer, let them say like Rabbi Eliezer that you could read Shema till the end of the first watch. That's when people are busy getting ready to go to bed. Why do Chacham say till Chatzos? Anyone who's planning on going to sleep has gotten into bed within the first 3 hours of the night. And if they hold like Rabban Gamliel that he says Bishoch Bicha means so long as people are actually lying down, so you know what, people are lying down all night, Neimuk Rabban Gamliel. So let them say, like Rabban Gamliel, that you could read Shema throughout the night. Answers the Gemara, Lolam Rabban Gamliel Svirlu. Really, they hold like Rabban Gamliel. Technically, biblically, they hold you could read Shema till the morning. They tell you read Shema by midnight to distance a person from sin. Because if you wait longer, then you might end up missing it. Kiditanya, like the Braisa explains. Chachamim asusyag lidivrehem. Chachamim made a fence for their words. Kedei shelo yei adam bamin asadeh ba'erev. So a person should not come from the field at night. Ve'omer, and he says, elech lebeiti, I'll just go home, ve'ochal kima, I'll eat something, ve'shtei kima, I'll drink something, ve'shan kima, I'll sleep something. I'll eat a little, I'll drink a little, I'll sleep a little. Ve'achakach ekra kriyat shema ve'tpalel. And afterwards I'll read Shema and I'll daven. And sleep will overtake him. And he'll end up sleeping all night. But what did our sages do? They said, Adam bamin asadeh ba'erev, when a person comes from the field at night, nichnas lebet hakneset, he goes into shul, he doesn't go into his house. Don't even walk home. Walk into shul. Im ragili kot kore. It's not yet time to read Shema, so what do? If you're used to reading, read a little Tanakh. V'im ragili shnot, shonef, he's used to reading Mishnah, let him learn a little Mishnah. V'kore kriyat shma mitpalel, and then he'll read Shema and daven the way he should. V'ochel pitom varech, and then when he eats his bread, he'll make a blessing the way he should, because his whole life is the way it should be. V'chol ha'over al divrei chachamim chayav mita, and anyone who doesn't transgresses the words of the sages deserves a death penalty. Wow, powerful words. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why is it that whenever you have other rabbinic institutions, you don't say, hey, and if you don't listen, you get the death penalty? And why over here do you say that? If you want, I could tell you. Because over here, there's a real threat that a person will be overtaken with sleep. So people are apt to say, I'm just grabbing a nap. I'm just closing, just a minute, just some shut-eye. And we all know what happens. And if you want, I could tell you that the Braisa is coming to the exclusion of the one whose opinion it is that the evening prayer of Shmona Esrei, not the evening Shema, but the evening Shmona Esrei is Rashut, Kamashmalan de Chova. Here the Braisa was teaching me that the evening Shmona Esrei is obligatory. So that's why the Braisa stressed, you better go to shul, you better get in your Shema and your davening, because the davening is obligatory. It's not Rishus. The Shema, maybe you'll tell me, okay, I'll fit that in. No, no, no. You come into shul. And notice that this is always the tip I tell guys. The key is walking into the shul. You know, the Satmar Rebbe has a whole long letter about how you want to learn Torah, walk into shul. Don't assume you'll get it done at home. We all know that at home there's many temptations. So that's the key. The Braisa is saying, don't come home, go to shul. And this line, kol aver chachmim chayav mita, kol aver divrei chachmim chayav mita, whoever goes against what the rabbi said gets a death penalty, that has halachic weight, and therefore you're not allowed to take a nap once the obligation for ma'ariv comes in. A person has to be very careful with these things, because chachamim here gave an extra weight to this din. It comes the time of shema, read shema, daven ma'ariv. Don't go off to a wedding and say, no, my friend will remind me and this and that, and I'll send an alarm clock and a reminder in my cell phone. No, do what you have to do, and then take care of your other stuff.
A lot of times you have like a set minion that you go to later on at night.
So there are areas where we're lenient. If there's a set minion, again, we wouldn't be lenient so far as going to sleep. But we might be lenient that a guy could continue learning and then go daven. But you have to know that you have a biblical obligation to read Shema. And as is the case with all biblical obligations, we have to do them as soon as possible. We don't delay them. One of my rabbeim once told me that this goes so far as if a person can daven Ma'ariv now, it's just the beginning of the nighttime, and he'll daven Ma'ariv alone, or he'll daven with a minyan at 11:30 at night, he should daven now. He shouldn't wait those 5 hours to daven with a minyan, because you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to read Shema, and you have an obligation to say Shemoneh Esrei. So I don't know if everyone would agree with that, that the expense of minyan, you should do it earlier. But we have to know that Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah right over here in the beginning of Brachos, that you have to say Shema as early as you can. It's a mitzvah, say d'oraisa, and you can't just put it off.
So it's usher to take a nap after Shema.